Hello, and welcome to the Curiosity Cabinet. I'm your curator, and it's a delight to have you here. Today, the topic we're exploring is particularly effervescent. To help us understand it, we are joined by the brilliant Dr. Eleanor Vance, a historian with a wonderful passion for unusual social histories. Welcome, Eleanor.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me. I've been looking forward to this.
Wonderful. So, I've set the scene for you. London, 1814. In the parish of St. Giles stood the Muirs and Company Brewery. Can you paint a picture for us? This wasn't just any local brewery, was it?
Not at all. This was an industrial powerhouse. The brewery was famous for its dark porter, and to brew on such a scale, they had some of the largest vats in the world. The one that failed was a true titan, a three-story-high wooden vessel held together with massive iron hoops containing a staggering 135,000 imperial gallons of fermenting beer.
Incredible. And on October 17th of that year, something went terribly wrong. What happened?
Well, around 4:30 in the afternoon, a brewery storehouse clerk noticed that one of the heavy iron rings on that giant vat had slipped. But the vessel was so enormous, these kinds of issues weren't entirely uncommon. It was reported to a supervisor, but an hour later, the vat ruptured catastrophically. The force of it was explosive.
So this was more than just a leak.
Oh, much more. The explosion was so powerful that it blew a hole in the brewery's 2-foot-thick brick wall. It unleashed a 15-foot-high wave of dark, warm beer that surged into the surrounding streets. It became a literal tsunami of porter.
A beer tsunami in the middle of London. It sounds almost comical, but the reality was anything but. What happened to the people of St. Giles?
It was a tragedy. St. Giles was a poor, densely packed neighborhood, and many families lived in basement dwellings. The wave crashed through the area, flooding cellars and destroying homes. In one cellar, 4 people attending a wake were killed. In another, a young girl and her mother were swept away. In total, 8 people lost their lives by drowning, injury, or in one reported case, alcohol poisoning from the fumes.
That's horrifying. So what was the fallout? Surely someone was held responsible for this.
You would think so, but no. The brewery was taken to court, but the entire event was ruled an act of God. The brewery was not found liable for the damages or the loss of life. In fact, they even petitioned Parliament to have the taxes they had already paid on the hundreds of thousands of gallons of lost beer refunded. And they were.
An act of God. Astonishing. Dr. Vance, thank you so much for bringing this incredible story to life for us. It's a perfect, if tragic, piece of history for our cabinet.
It was my absolute pleasure. It just goes to show, history is full of these bizarre, forgotten events that tell us so much about the times.
Indeed. Join us next time when we open another drawer to uncover a completely different kind of curiosity. Until then, stay curious.